August 1st, 54321. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. I hope that emails purportedly coming from ADM attributed to a White House leak, that we get 50 cents for corn and $1.50 for soybeans is right, but it doesn't add up. 50 cents on a 14.2 billion bushel corn crop will be $7.1 billion. And $1.50 on a 4.3 billion bushel soybean crop will be another $6.45 billion. They were talking just $7 to $8 billion in direct payments in total, which included other commodities, so the numbers break the budget. Another concern is that if you analyze all the things in general that Trump has pledged to fund compared to those that he actually did during his life history, there's a wide discrepancy between the two. Economic advisor Larry Kudlow said that they will not spend all the $12 billion on farm tariff relief. By pledging to spend $12 billion, Trump kept his promise to have farmers' backs. The promise rather than the payments is most important to Trump, fulfilling his obligation in his mind. Anything they save, however, would be considered a big win. If he can get what he wants, which is to keep his sway with farmers without having to actually pay for it, that is the best result ever in the way he thinks of things. It is amazing how we all have to become psychologists in order to understand our president. Treasury Secretary Mnuchin was reported by Bloomberg to be trying to get trade talks going again with his Chinese counterpart. Last time around, Mnuchin was going to put the trade war on hold, and that didn't last very long, as the trade hawks in the administration pushed back with Trump. The simple fact that they would start talking is an improvement. We will see if he has support from anyone else in the administration. When Mnuchin was running negotiations, he was working on a deal where China would come to the United States and buy a lot more egg commodities to reduce their trade deficit instead of exchange tariffs. I like his way better. These markets will trade the next headline, but the last one was that the efforts by Mnuchin and his Chinese counterpart were not looking very promising. They are like two porcupines that want to make love but are so wary of one another, they have no idea how to consummate anything. The Trump hardliners have no inclination to support what Mnuchin is doing. They've already turned down a big Chinese Christmas list of promised purchases, wanting Beijing to signal that it is ready to make major reforms on intellectual property and not just cosmetically correct the trade deficit. Lighthizer is continuing to prepare tariffs on another $200 billion in Chinese goods. They started thinking 10% and are now up to 25% on the tariff. Trump did get Congress to back off sanctions on the Chinese company ZTE, expecting that Beijing would do the same, approving the purchase of Qualcomm of a semiconductor company. They are not. So far, not even pre-talks have gone well. This could change with the next headline, but this is the one that they are trading now. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. Does Donald Trump want a trade agreement with Mexico before the fall election bad enough to make major concessions and vice versa? We should shortly find out. The trade talks got a new start with the Mexican election of Obrador. Trump would like some trade success that he can tout as a win in front of rallies going into the fall election. I think they've gotten together on auto parts and wages. The sunset clause and dispute panels are more of a cut-and-dried someone-has-to-give-in type issues. He is going to want to make it look like they are very close to a new deal with Mexico for the election, true or not. The other issue is Trump's repeated promise that Mexico will pay for 100% of the wall. The border issue is not unconnected, and the trade deal is the best leverage that Trump will have on border issues. There is no interest among Republicans in shutting the U.S. government down to force Democrats to concede to the United States paying for the wall. Democrats already offered funding for his wall in return for other concessions on immigration, including DACA. But Trump could not sell that to his base. He wants something more his way than a bipartisan compromise. I think that much of the reason for the early week rally in grains was to get bin doors opened up again. Crush demand for soybeans is very strong, and I think that crushers need beans to get the new crop. And the rally got some physical trade frozen by the collapse in prices to thaw out. When they get enough beans to get to new crop contracts, then they are supplied again. The market knows that there should be some kind of CCC tariff relief payment coming that should help farmers sell at lower prices. To some degree, that is how that will work. September corn recovered near Andrew technical line resistance in the rally, while November soybeans kissed the median line at highs Tuesday. That is why I noted resistance at 920 in November soybeans. I took my own hedge advice. I'm not convinced that the lows are in soybeans yet. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa, online at comstock.com, or call 712-227-1110.